Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One day I'll start this podcast and I'll be ready. Right. Are we ready?
Yes, Jordan. What on earth have you got on your head?
It's my headband that I ordered.
Yes, but it's the same colour as my T-shirt I'm wearing.
Oh, it is actually. Yeah, it's blue, isn't it?
How
yeah.
Coordinated. I see your Debonairs arrived.
Yep.
Good. Well done for ordering this week.
Got the D in the post.
Check.
When you posted a picture of that long cardboard box and you said, what on earth could this be? The mind did boggle, especially after last week's episode.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexed My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas, like what do you do if you've got a blossoming lockdown belly? Oh yeah, that's me. And how do you tell someone that they're not staying alert? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss, but we're not your usual agony aunts? Are we William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more mega star, you're more mega bus.
They're very good, this series.
Well, this, thank you to Kirsten on Instagram who sent me that just a few days ago. Much appreciated.
So William is in his Oval Office, I'm in my room. We're social distancing.
You're not in your room, as you just said, and by the way, the pronunciation is room. You are in your kitchen.
Yeah, same thing. Why do you say room? Oh, I don't say room, say room.
No, I don't say room.
What's wrong with room? How do you say broom?
Broom.
No, you don't.
Well, I don't know. I don't normally sort of do that. I've got someone usually to do that for me.
Oh, my God. Is that Mikey's job?
No, well, obviously, previously Silip Bang Sue, but my my cleaner is obviously suspended at the moment.
Oh, okay.
First of all, let's now that you've got your Debonairs bottle that has arrived, you've ordered it online, so it's arrived, so we won't have a repeat of last week's disgrace. We should probably do our toast with our gin and Debonairs. Oh. Yep, thank you. One part gin, two parts Debonairs. All right, once is enough.
You've had a good week, haven't you? I can tell Mikey's not been working.
Well, I found this special lube as of last week.
Good one. See last week's episode for details.
Anyway, this episode is going out on the 2nd of June. And what major event of the 20th century, Jordan, happened on the 2nd of June in 1953? Come on. Think about me and what I like.
Was it the birth of Princess Margaret?
No. She was about 19 at the time. Oh. It was the...
Coronation.
Yes.
Coronation Street started on ITV. Oh. How the bloody hell did I forget that? Oh, what am I like? How did I forget that?
No. The coronation of Her Majesty the Queen. Now, we've toasted the Queen numerous times before, so we're not going to toast Her Majesty. Instead, we are going to toast the aforementioned Princess Margaret, who we have talked about a lot during this podcast, because at that coronation, the press, as you may know, Jordan, observed Princess Margaret picking a piece of fluff off Group Captain Peter Townsend, and that's what sparked the whole Margaret-Peter Townsend debacle. So, well, I don't think we've ever toasted Princess Margaret, so we'll toast her.
And Coronation Street.
Well, it wasn't 53.
Princess Margaret and to Coronation Street, to the cobbles.
Princess Margaret. Lovely. That does taste nice. I've been looking forward to the gin and debonair all week.
So have I. It's that tingly feeling. It's like when you sip, because I drink whiskey.
No, that's the lube.
Sure about lube. Because I drink whiskey. When you have your first whiskey, it's like you get a tingly feeling. Same
Mike
with gin.
And I have got quite into brandy.
Same with gin and tonic. Oh, have you?
After a particularly heavy meal, we'll retire into the sitting room with a brandy.
How sophisticated.
Yes.
Oh, Mikey don't really drink either, does he?
No, I mean, he holds his nose because the fumes he finds a bit much.
Oh, do you know what? I'm going to get a good brandy because I've never really had brandy before.
You need Remy Martin is what we drink.
Oh, okay. Do you remember when Mikey got drunk when we went to France and like halfway through he sobered up? It's the loosest I've ever seen Mikey. Probably not for you. But yeah, I remember he got a bit drunk in France and then he realised he was drunk and sobered up. And I was like, no, come on, this is the best thing about it. That was what was
well, you got hideously drunk that trip, but of course you would blame it entirely on your diet. You go, I ate something yesterday. I threw up all night. You ate exactly the same as the rest of the house.
It ran right through me, that fence.
I seem to remember doing a YMCA in a field with you fairly late at night during a silent disco. There is a video.
Whose hat did I have on? I found a big floppy hat and decided that was Buzz Lightyear. You know when Buzz, in the first episode of Toy Story...
First film
of Toy Story gets captured by Sid's sister and he goes, I'm Mrs. Nesbitt! And I decided to do that for about an hour.
Yes, just like your normal comedy. Once it was funny, and then after the 18th time of you doing it, it was
like... People like, you having a good time, Jordan? And I was going, I'm Mrs. Nesbitt! Proper getting into character. Like, no, it's annoying now, Jordan. Who is this Jordan? I'm Mrs. Nesbitt! It's like, no, seriously, come on, mate. You're being a dick. I'm Mrs. Nesbitt, how dare you? Anyway.
I think I'll send... Have we ever posted that? I'll send that to Ben. He can put that on socials.
Yeah, we do.
Good content.
Yeah, we do have a video of that.
Anyway, we are here. We are continuing to help you with your problems, G and Divas. If you want our help with anything, you can tweet us or slide into our DMs. We're at sextedmyboss. Or you can send your tales of trepidation on email to help@sextedmyboss.com.
Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com.
Okay, and indeed, whilst we have said okay, that's a subtle segue into the centrefold, nearly, a few pages out, of this, or last week's, we should say, OK magazine.
Can I just say, I've always said to you that my mum thinks my proudest achievement in life was when I got that Christmas temp job at Marks and Spencer's.
Has that now been replaced?
I think the OK magazine interview, I think it could be up there. She sent me a lovely long message before, with loads of emojis. Why do mums send loads of emojis? It's like, you can't read the message. Why do mum... Honestly, you can't read my mum's pigging messages for the amount of emojis she sends. Have you got a copy?
You'll see I've torn the page out because I wasn't really interested in the rest of the magazine, I'll be honest.
Why don't you send it to me and then I'll sign it and then you can frame it and put it up in your Oval Office?
I'm not sticking this up my Oval Office, thank you very much. You're going nowhere near that. What I particularly like about...
Can we explain why I did an interview for OK Magazine?
Well, you were promoting our podcast.
It was for our podcast.
And simultaneously discussing the contents of your bank account.
Oh, I forget. I've never really done a proper interview before. So I forget that when you talk to a journalist, she was actually lovely, she was really nice. But obviously, everything's on record, isn't it?
Well, that's generally the way things go.
So it was
hang on, you did media studies and journalism at university.
Didn't do journalism.
Oh, okay.
But also, I went to the University of Life, aka coming from the north, so you never shut up talking and just talk shite for the majority of your duration on planet Earth, which I did. So I'm on phone to this lovely journalist. Oh, we're talking all sorts.
Katie, shout out to Katie.
Katie, she was lovely.
Well, this is the bit that you talk about your bank account. The question was, which area of your life are you most in need of advice on? Definitely money. I've been self-employed for 8 years and I only just got an accountant last year. When I get paid, I'm a weekend millionaire. Lockdown is the first time I've not been in my overdraft. I've got £15 left in my account, which ends 002.
I did say that. But yeah, the magazine interview, I probably should... I shouldn't have said I've only got...
But they did include a nice picture of me, let's not forget.
Yeah, but the awful one of me, looks like I'm wearing jeans from Asda.
Well, we won't discuss my shock the look.
So then, G and Divas, this is what happened. William took a screenshot.
I haven't really shared this. This is only shared to my close friends on my Instagram.
So then what happened, G and Divas? William took a picture of the OK magazine shoot, tagged in, who did you tag in on your side, on your picture?
I did Shop the Look. So I genuinely tagged in the department stores and clothing brands that I was wearing. Jumper was Zara, trousers were Bonobos, the New York Outfitters, and shoes were Russell and Bromley.
And William tagged me at Oxfam UK. So,
and your shoes were Sue Ryder charity.
So Oxfam DM'd William back and went, oh, hi, William. Thank you so much. It's great to see Oxfam closing OK magazine. Hey, and by the way, now what's wrong with shopping at Oxfam charity shops? I've got
nothing wrong at all.
No, and
I'm
not just
really guilty.
I'm not just saying that to be like, not sound like it's, I've got two shirts and a really smart shacket that I wear all the time from a charity shop.
A what?
Shacket.
A shirt jacket?
Yeah, shacket.
Right.
I got it for a tenner, and it should have been about 40 quid, maybe more.
I felt really bad, because I felt that Oxfam were either going to repost, or were going to shout round the office that, oh wow, isn't this really cool, this Radio 1 presenter is wearing our stuff in OK Magazine. So I had to message Oxfam back, and to ease my soul, I donated what I felt that the total cost of your entire outfit came to. I donated that to Oxfam.
£25. You know your dongle?
Bong. Yes.
Dong.
How is my dongle working out for you?
It's a lot bigger than what I thought, you know.
It's got a good capacity.
Yeah, it is. When you said I could have your dongle.
Well, you were in need.
I was just going to say desperate times call for desperate measures. A long time. I was moving flat and I really needed dongle.
So this is an internet dongle.
Yes,
obviously everybody.
William's lent it whilst my Wi-Fi sorted. I can't say Wi-Fi, by the way.
I mean, you just add that to a long list of words you can't say.
No, because I can't say it, but my grandma's friend, we were once in a restaurant and I was trying to get Wi-Fi and she went, excuse me, he's trying to get hold of your Wi-Fi. And we all just burst out laughing, so we say Wi-Fi. Yeah,
cool story, bro.
That internet dongle.
Yes.
Thank you.
Is it working?
Yeah, it's working really well, hence why we're all talking here. A couple of questions.
Right.
Just a few questions.
You've actually written them down.
Can you see my internet history?
Well, open the app, shall we?
No! Oh my God, can you actually? Oh my!
Wait. I don't know. I've never looked. I'm
right,
just logging in now.
Please don't. If you do, I'm going. William, seriously. Ben, tell me.
Yep. Tariff.
No, William. Please.
History.
Please. No. William. Please. I've got the sweats.
Oh my God, Jordan.
Can you actually see the history?
Oh my God. What? I don't think that's that bad.
Right, seriously. Can you see?
Screenshot. Ben, I'll send that to you.
Can you see the history?
Ben, have you got that?
Ben, are you joking? Has he sent it yet? What's going on?
No, it's fine. It's fine. If anyone wants to know what Jordan's been looking at, again, with that video of the Zoom call, with the what your birthday present actually was, slide into my DMs, make me an offer.
I've got this.
Times are tough, let's be honest. Got to make money where you can.
All I'm going to say is I've always wanted to go to Thailand, so I've gone on a few websites to check it out.
Looks like Thailand's come to you, let's put it that way.
By the way, that's just reminded me, my cousin, our Kirsty, she's our Lee's sister, started listening to the podcast this week. She's been texting me every day, she just texts me now actually. She texts me saying, oh my God, no way. I've listened this morning and laughed all the way through. I never knew you were a kinky bastard, Judd. I'm thinking I'm going to start from the very beginning. It's brilliant. I just put, oh my God. I'm not kinky.
Again, a bit like in your interviews, you need to remember that what you say on this podcast might get heard.
No.
Maybe you're so bad at interviews because you're in this podcast when you occasionally overstep the mark. And I know, based on what normally goes out, that may be hard for people to believe. But you're able to get Ben to edit it out. you're not used to actually that facility not being available to you when you are interviewed.
What's the crack with your running? Are you trainers?
Jordan, I have done my 5K.
Have you?
My first ever 5K. In fact, I've done two now, actually. Don't want to brag.
Two 5Ks, you'll be down the bloody plug hole next. Look at you.
Well, not with what I'm eating. But the you never know. But a few people, you being one of them, nominated me for my first 5K, or this, you know, run five, nominate five, have five biscuits, whatever that thing was. And I've finally done it. And I've texted you the evidence. And I'm so into running now. I have even ordered my first pair of proper running trainers.
Have you?
All the gear, no idea.
Oh, what trainers are they? What have you got? You got for the old
Hoka?
Who?
Hoka.
I think that's Hooker.
No, Hoka.
Is that a trainer, mate? Ben, producer Ben, is that a trainer, mate? Have you heard of him? I've heard of High Tech. I've got Under Armour.
Well, what this reminded me of is in 2016, at the height of my Mail Online's columns popularity, I wrote, before I started doing this podcast, I wrote an article about what your trainers say about you. And I thought I'd lift it out and ask you, Jordan, what your trainers say about you. So could you tell me the brand of trainers, whether they're running trainers or just everyday trainers, what they say about you, and we'll compare them to this chart. And I'll ask Ben as well.
Okay, it depends. Like, okay, so...
Oh, it depends? Yeah. You mean you have choices?
I've got loads. Of course you have. I'm a 20-ish young man. I've got loads of trainers.
Emphasis on the ish.
My Under Armour and my running trainers.
Right.
I've got a nice pair of white trainers from Topman that I wear for my best. I've got some Super Gra trainers that are white, and I've got a pair of Vans as well.
So right, none of those are on my list. Ben, what trainers have you got?
Well, now I'm going through a hippie stage. I'm just wearing banana leaves around my feet. So it's good for the environment. So I'm actually not wearing shoes, and I go to the shop barefooted. I actually cut myself and nearly died last week.
No, he's just said he's got New Balance.
Well, that's perfect, because on my list from 2016, New Balance, lovey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he so wears his New Balance trainers with his jeans or chinos rolled up with white socks. Why don't we catch you later? Drop me a line and we'll catch up then. Ben's got about four impressions, hasn't he?
So I put, if you wear Adidas, you're a wannabe chav.
Adidas. Adidas.
If you wear Converse, you're a sheep. If you are wearing Alessi, have I said that correctly, Jordan?
Yeah, Alessi.
Stop trying to make Alessi happen. It's not going to happen.
Can I just say, right, if you wore Alessi and Diodora when I was younger, or Kappa, it was a bit, it was like a bit shit. Although Kappa poppers were all right, but Alessi and Diodora,
tell me more,
and probably Umbro as well. But now Umbro, Alessi and Kappa are like well expensive. It's like £100, £200. I don't mean the poppers as in what you sniff. I'm on about the ones you put. Did you never have popper tracksuit bottoms? Do you remember them?
Of course I never had popper tracksuit bottoms.
Do you remember poppers? You used to rip them.
I was
them
dressed
open.
I came out the womb in corduroy.
Carry on.
Fred Perry, chav.
Fred Perry's not chavvy.
A little bit. Lonsdale, you need to stop shopping in Sports Direct.
I agree with you there. Right.
Puma, you have little personality. And finally, Nike, gym rat.
Gym rat? You really are one judgmental snob, aren't you? How you've made a living. And
gosh, I wrote here, I'm reading some of the things that I have... Basically, I bought my first pair of trainers in 2016. I wrote an article about it. And I
are you
here,
what? Wait, you bought your first ever pair of trainers in 2016?
Fashion trainers, you know, sort of to wear.
I've been in trainers all my life.
And I've written here, I anxiously slipped my virgin wool-clad foot into the trainer. I felt like Cinderella, as if she'd inadvertently been written into an episode of Shameless.
I I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's the whole premise of this podcast. But how are we mates?
I was worried I may begin to behave differently. What if I started dropping my consonants in conversations with clients? Or I try to fist bump a duke? Would I feel the urge to happy slap the man on the deli counter in Waitrose? I haven't read this since I wrote it.
This is brilliant.
That got 1,100 comments, and the best rated comment on that was, I would imagine it would be hard to put his trainers on when his head is so far up his own arse. And that had 2,436 upvotes.
What was the worst rated comment?
They'll be nice. Since when did anyone with a forehead the size of a planet become an expert on style? I don't like how much you're laughing.
Don't read anymore. That's
no. Thanks very much. Ears round the ankles now.
Oh God! I was back in 2016. You know what? Sorry. Right, let's move on. I've got an update from Abby. You remember Abby, the one whose boyfriend...
Oh, you mean our new co-presenter?
Shut up, she's lovely. So her boyfriend Liam... Abby wrote in a couple of weeks ago, her boyfriend Liam's moved in, her mum and dad are like really spoiling him. She wanted some advice. And then she got in touch last week and said that he works for one of the German supermarkets. And I was like, I need to know which one. She's put, hi Jordan, it's Abby, the one with the pampered boyfriend. I didn't want to email into the podcast again because I bet the other listeners are bored shitless of my life story. Also, it's proper stressful trying to spell / grammar check so William doesn't take the mick. Just let you know that William works for Aldi, which is obviously...
William works for Aldi?
Liam, sorry.
Thank you very
just
much.
Just to let you know, Liam works for Aldi. That's what I wanted to ask you about. Do you like having this effect on people? Because when I know you're coming round my house, that you've got to tidy up. And I know other friends of ours hate having you around. Well, don't hate having you around, but like they treat it like a presidential royal visit. Like, it's you've got to scrub. Do you like having this effect on people? Like, Abby, who doesn't want to write... I reckon loads of G and Divas want to write in, but they put off because you'll take the mick out of their spelling and grammar. So, Abby, or any G and Divas that are listening... Write in anywhere you want.
Well, actually, I don't really have a foot to stand on because I don't know what's happening to me. I'm going to blame lockdown. Last week, when Ben pulled me up on my pronunciation of titular, I very adamantly said, it's not titular. And again, having consulted my phonetic and BBC Oxford English pronunciation guides, both of them, I'm wrong. It is titular. I think it's just that I try to avoid tits and have spent 30 years trying to do that. I've got rid of any tit in my pronunciation.
And you got naan bread wrong.
Yeah, no, yeah, all right, look, we've drawn a line.
Mm-hmm. You're slipping.
Changing track a little bit, and actually what you have done at the moment with your headphones is bringing me onto that. You've got, just for those that obviously can't see you, those fortunate people that can't see you, you've got one headphone on one ear and one off another ear.
Yeah.
You are, I think we've talked about this before, you are deaf in one ear.
Yeah, I don't think we have.
And
it
suddenly
about
dawned
it.
On me. I was talking to my friend Jonathan about this the other day, and he works in radio as well.
Very funny man, lovely man. Anyway, go on.
Why are you deaf in one ear? I actually realised I don't think I know.
Yeah, so like if you see me and like when we put, if you see videos,
because
of
you... when we've done TV before or when we do our live shows, I have to go on a specific side of you because otherwise you just can't hear me.
Yeah, so. When you see me in the studio, like I put one headphone on. I think people think I do it to look cool and look like a DJ that's in a nightclub, but I don't. I went to see a specialist and said that'll help you balance and pronounce words better and you'll be able to hear yourself better.
It's obviously working.
Yeah, I just went deaf in one ear when I was 14. Do you know what? It was one of those things we don't actually know. We think a burst of blood vessel. I was putting my bike in the shed and my ear just popped, right? And the great Northern parenting that I had, did I mention I was Northern? I told my mum, and she went, oh, shut up, you'll be right. Like, that was my childhood.
She just ignored it.
Yeah, she just went, you'll be right. Like, you'll be right. I told her, come in, I went, my ears popped, I can't hear. She went, oh, you'll be right. Come on, your turkey dinosaurs, chips and beans are ready. So
how are you putting that bike away to cause an ear to burst?
I don't know. So then 2 weeks later, I said to my mum, I went, I still can't hear in that ear. She went, seriously? She's like, yeah. So she took me to the doctor and she told, she told me to tell the doctor that it happened 2 days ago. She went, I don't want bloody social services coming round because of this. So I went to the doctor and then he rang, have you ever had an ear test? He rang this, I don't know, he did some hearing test and then he took...
Did he ring a little bell in your ear?
That was it, yeah. It's like a bell. I did it on my left ear. And then I went to see a specialist. This is boring. I went to see a specialist and they said they think I burst a blood vessel. So yeah, I was deaf in one ear. This was the worst thing. I had to wear a hearing aid. I remember it. I was in year nine. It was a bright yellow and pink LED elephant case that it come in. Right?
Cute.
But they put a Burnley badge in it. Okay? In the actual hearing aid. And then my mates, I say mates, some of the bullies in the older year above, they ripped the LED elephant case out of my...
The older year above as opposed to the younger year above.
Yeah, they ripped my LED elephant case out. And you know when you like see on cartoons, they meant to throw it and you meant to play catch. Yeah.
Right.
They took it out and started throwing it to each other. And I just left them to it. And I've never seen that hearing aid since.
Oh, bless you. But are you not worried that...
You know what? They wanted me to go in the middle going, no, give it back. Seriously, give it back. They just started throwing it and kicking it between them. And I was just like, sack it. I don't want it. And I've not seen it since.
Do you think you'll ever see it again?
I don't know. God knows where that...
Do you think maybe if they ever bring back This Is Your Life in years' time, they'll be you'll be sitting there and you'll hear, Jordan North, do you recognise this sound? And then through the partition doors.
A little hearing aid in a box.
But are you not worried? Are you not worried the other one might go?
Yeah. I mean, in all seriousness, to answer your question there, if any of you have been watching Race Across the World, there's a fella in it. He was deaf in one ear and basically he went deaf in his good ear. And he basically what happened to me happened to him and I am... Oh, God, we're getting a bit deep here, but no, I am like starting to get a bit worried about it since I watched that.
Jordan.
Are you ready for Jordan's joke of the week?
Yes. Is it clean and family friendly?
We'll find out. Viagra won't make you James Bond. You'll find out the punchline after the break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Viagra won't exactly make you James Bond, but it will make you Roger Moore.
Oh, one for dance.
I said to the baker, "How come all your cakes are 50p and that one's a quid?" He said, "That's Madeira cake."
Oh, lordy.
I didn't know what to wear for my premature ejaculation support group, so I just came in my pants.
Can I do Give Me the D?
Crack on.
Give Me the D if you want to win a bottle of Debonair. Go to our Instagram on Thursday of release week to find out how to enter. Okay. Congratulations to last week's winner. Shall we go to the questions?
I think we should.
This one's come in to us via email, help@sextedmyboss.com. Dear William and Jordan, I moved into my house 18 months ago and was too anxious to knock on the neighbours' doors and introduce myself. Time went by and one side sent me a Christmas card addressed to number 98, which they signed with their names, whilst the others considerately yelled each other's names loudly enough on a daily basis that I quickly learned them without having to ask. We're 18 months down the line and we've done the COVID and clapping chat over the fence every Thursday. They know my line of work and where my parents live, but they still...
Hiya, good to see you again. Good to see you. You're right. Yeah, good to see you. You too. What? You're clapping too loud. What? Yeah, no, we've not had our tea. No, anyway. Will you stop banging that pan? I've got a headache.
They know my line of work and where my parents live, but they still don't know my name. The trouble is, I live alone and don't buy Christmas cards, so none of these avenues were really an option for me. What do I do? Do I slip my name into a conversation one day? Do I find an excuse to give them my number and write down my name then? Or do I forever remain known as number 98 until one of us moves? Please help, Vicky.
This is a great question. I think it's the neighbours being rude. I don't think this is Vicky's dilemma. So neighbours. Neighbours need to get in touch with us and say, Jordan and William, we don't know the name at number 92. What's the best way of asking for a name without seeming rude? They're the problem.
I think there are many problems in your argument here, Vicky, and I don't want to be harsh here. You've left it far too long. It takes nothing for you just to say, oh, by the way, my name is Vicky. 18 months, I appreciate it's a bit late now. But also you say, I don't buy Christmas cards. So you can't do that. Well, can I just make a suggestion, Vicky? Buy a Christmas card. Just buy one. Just go and buy one. Sign your name, Vicky. Pop it next door. Job's a good one.
Vicky, I don't do Christmas cards either. So it's down to your neighbours. Yes, it's them being rude.
That's a really nice way, Vicky, to solve your issue, but not actually have to say to them, oh, by the way, I don't think I've ever said my name. Here's a great idea.
A great idea.
Watch the postman put the post through their letterbox. Get one of your letters that has your name on it, Vicky, your first name. Pop it through their letterbox quickly so it looks like it's been confused. They'll see it and go, oh, that must be Vicky next door. And then they'll go round and go, Vicky, we've got your tax bill here.
No, mine's under my pseudonym.
Susan?
No, my pseudonym.
What's your pseudonym?
Well, I've got the name I book hotels under.
Oh, stop it.
What?
Is that why you can't get into the bedrooms?
Jacob South is my pseudonym.
I love the fact that you think you're at the level of, like, the Rolling Stones, where people are going to crash into your hotel room.
Yes, it's Jacob South, and he'd like somewhere no higher than two floors because he won't get in lifts, unless he's in Glasgow and forced in by two bouncers. Yeah.
And into the lift.
My mum used to always do that. She used to open my mail saying, it said Mr. North, I thought it was your dad. So yeah, you do that all the time. She used to go, you've had a good month, I'll put your board up. Anyway, go on.
This next question, again via email, is from Tom. Dear William and Jordan, brackets, and producer Ben. Starting on a really positive note, as someone that struggled with depression for many years, I just wanted to say that while I've only just discovered your podcast, I'd love it, and have now listened to all of it.
That's
mostly
lovely.
Whilst running.
Oh, thank you.
I'm also really pleased for you on your recent award nomination. Congratulations, very well deserved. Thank you, Tom, and I hope you voted for us in the Listener's Choice category on the British Podcast Awards website. Click on Vote. I know a lot of people will be struggling with the current situation. However, as I said, I've been battling depression and anxiety for many years, and now that I'm not seeing people or really doing anything, it's causing me to become further and further removed from what feels like sanity. And you really helped me from losing it over the last few weeks, and I wanted to say a big thank you. So my question, albeit tenuous, is what is the etiquette of answering honestly when someone asks, how are you? All best wishes, Tom.
Oh, what a lovely letter. Feels like we're doing something nice, helping people.
Well, I'm doing something nice. I think context matters, and time and place. Sometimes, you know, in Britain, sadly, we do have a habit of sort of saying, oh, hello, how are you? And it's a rhetorical question.
Yeah,
perhaps.
It's changing, though. Times are changing.
It is beginning
you are
to change.
Right, though.
But if you just pass someone on the street and they go, oh, hi, how are you? And they're your neighbour. Oh, it's number 98 again. And they say, oh, hello, how are you? That isn't necessarily, as you're passing in transit, the time to go into a big oratory about how you are. If it's, however, a friend that phones you up for a catch-up and they ask, so how have you been? different. And then I might, if I had something that I needed to get off my chest or I needed to talk about a subject, I might say to someone, Jordan, do you have 5 minutes? Because actually sometimes we do, let's be honest, we do phone friends when we're sort of trying to fill time for a bit. And I think, again, that's why you've got to be context specific. Or I might text you, Jordan, if, you know, as I have done in the past, I might text you and go, do you have 5 minutes to chat? Which obviously 5 minutes, you can always add 10 onto that. And you know that you've got to put 15 minutes aside to listen to something.
Yeah, no, that's good advice. I think it is changing because, like you just saying it, people go, are you all right? You go, yeah, I'm sound. Or I always go, I'm surviving. So I think it can depend. But if someone genuinely asks, how are you? Like a friend, a loved one, someone really close to you, and you're not feeling great, then you've got to tell them you're not feeling great. And before you know it, you'll feel a bit better.
Something that I'm very aware of in conversations in general, yet alone the sort of the how are you mental health type conversation, but I think it's particularly applicable to that sort of conversation, is what I call the quick me too, in that too many people are quick to sort of, when someone shares a story or a feeling or this has just happened to me, the other person that they're having the conversation with feels the need to go, oh yeah, I had that experience the other day when da 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 da. And actually, the person that's told you that initial story isn't necessarily wanting a competition between who's had the most extreme version of that incident. They actually just want someone to say, and how does that make you feel? What can I do to help you? It becomes competitive, and that shouldn't really be what conversation with an A-level friend should be, in my opinion.
I agree. And you know what? I'm just as bad for that. But you're right. Half the time, a conversation isn't just people listening. It's them trying to get their bit.
Maybe that's why our friendship works, Jordan, because of when I talk about my life experience, you have absolutely no points of reference to try and even match what I've done in my life and vice versa.
See what I've got to put up with here, Tom?
No.
Do you see
actually,
what I've got to put up with?
I think that's a valid point.
I think your advice was great there. I haven't really got anything else to say from that. But yeah, obviously, Tom, it's very important to talk, and times are changing. And when people genuinely ask you how you are now, you should tell them how you are and how you're feeling, even if it's just for 5 minutes, because you will feel better for it.
And final question.
Oh, don't say that. I was just gonna pop open another.
This question is from Anna and Jack. Dear William and Jordan, I hope you safe and well. There's an R missing there, but never mind.
We're not doing that. We're being nice.
My boyfriend farts during sexual intercourse.
Don't we all, love?
He finds it funny and does not see it as a turn-off. I have told him many times I think it's not very sexy and he should refrain from farting during sex. However, he keeps farting. He says that a fart is like a cigarette, distasteful to some but also deeply satisfying. We decided to ask you guys whether or not it is acceptable to fart during a sexual intercourse. Thanks in advance. Besh with him. Dear. Thanks in advance. Best wishes, Anna and Jack. My answer, no it's not. How disgusting. Anna, dump him. Jordan. Yeah, Anna, it's fine. It's totally funny. It's like so mint when someone does that.
No, I was just going to say, right, there's no one here that loves a good old pull my finger trick. Or I love when you're like in the kitchen and you're cooking and you trump and you go, oh, that my trick's that bloody duck keeps following me around today. Oh, that duck. You know, when you go, oh, that bloody duck. You know, as someone that's still 20-ish and highly mature, I still find trumps funny. But actually, William Hanson, I've got to say, trumping during sex is not... It's intimate. Although, here's my advice.
It's not intimate.
Here's my advice to get your own back, right? When he next goes down on you, do the biggest fart in his face and say, see how you like it.
Oh. Jordan.
And that'll stop him from doing it.
It's a good job Royal Ascot's not on this year.
Why?
Because I'd never be allowed in.
If you want our help with something, then you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at SextedMyBoss. Or what else can they do, William?
Oh, well, no, slide into our DMs. We're at SextedMyBoss. And hopefully, if I've regained consciousness, we'll be back next week.
Are you okay?
Goodbye.
Ha!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.